derfor betaler der også nogle nødvendige skulpturer, fordi det er jo altså en samme sjov, hvis du finder det. Så en small skulptur, der giver mig en skulptur, for at få doktrin, for at reprove for instruction in righteousness. Now, this coming week, this week, this will be our major prayer point. Our prayer point. So, I'm going to take it to 16. The prayer will be that the word of God produces in me what it talks about. That then, the word of God produces in me its result. Because the result of the word of God is actually correction. Spiritual group. And this week, to listen to the word, and I'm going to do this week is that we listen to the word of God every day of the week. That means an instruction. Listen to at least one track every day of the week, and then see what that will produce. So, I'm going to do 15 to 16. That'll be a prayer point. Prayer point. The word of God will produce in me what it aims at. Because many hear the word, doesn't reach the fulfillment of what it means, what is meant to bear. The word of God is meant to bear in every man spiritual growth. Training in righteousness, instruction in righteousness. That's the end of the teaching of God's word. That's the end of the teaching of God's word. So when he doesn't produce that, then something, the word of God should produce in me correction. Right? The word of God should produce in me evidence, persuasion. I must be convinced. And so, all the things God says, as you go about preaching the gospel, you must know that the reason for the scriptures, all scripture about 16, that's faith, the reason for all the scriptures is explanation. The reason why Moses wrote, the reason why Job penned down something, the reason why Isaiah wrote 66 chapters, the reason why Jeremiah would write, the reason why Ezekiel would write, Obadiah, Habakkuk, Haggai, the reason why they would write is so that you can explain what, how did he realize, no, explain salvation through faith in Christ. So we can say the fulcrum of all the scriptures rests on salvation. Want to narrow it more down to say faith in Christ. So, faith in Christ is the fulcrum of the scriptures. It is the very focus of the scriptures. It is perfect for teaching. You know that there's no way in the scriptures that we are taught to look at ourselves. Just look at yourself. Behold yourself. Now, study yourself. See who you are. See how you are. And that's what psychologists teach. Are you sad or melancholy? That's what psychologists teach. But what the word of God teaches is faith. Teaches us to be unfazed. We must keep looking. Praise God. Right, so there's no place in the school that asks us to focus on ourselves. So that was a spiritual growth, which is instruction righteousness, will be faith in Christ. Will be okay. The knowledge of faith in Christ. Huh? So on the journey of spiritual growth, I can actually acclaim someone spiritual growth and say, ah, this is good spiritual growth. Ah, this is spiritual giant. Right? So, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, spiritual giant. This one is a spiritual giant. Have you heard that before? Very before. Are you guys smart enough? Spiritual giant. I mean, so, whatever spiritual giant or spiritual giant, whatever it is, it must be known in faith in Christ. That is, I Testament ministry. Hallelujah. So spiritual growth is not experience. If it is experience at all, it will be experience and revelation. Exactly. Spiritual growth is not experience. If it is experience at all, it will be experience in what? Revelation. In verse 17, that says, that a man of God may be perfect. That a man of God may be perfect, truly furnished. Truly furnished. Unto everyone. What perfect is what that is? That is equipped. Equipped. Very similar to Catechismus in Ephesians 4. That should be strange. You have never heard of Catechismus. You have learned one time with you. And that's it. Also, the view for explanation. Explanation of faith in Christ. Of faith in Christ. As a nice man of faith in Christ should be spiritual growth. So, we know that anybody has grown because he wants me. If you want to fly, then fly. Then come back to what you're working on air. I don't know if you saw that. What do you mean? As a spiritual growth, boom, you start working on air. And in your mind, you think that what you're asked to do with healing, with whatever, is basically showmanship. What Professor Pella would have done. Believing. hour trying to draw a line of cement. Then you're calculating the call. Go and watch. Do another one.
Faith in
that man thinking that he had well thoughts in the flesh. I am not. So, God wants to give us a CD in the flesh. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:4. Are you there? He wants to tell us the thing he did by the flesh. The thing how you cannot meet up with him. He said, no, I can have confidence in the flesh. Not that, you know, some people, they don't even have the confidence in the flesh. That is, there's nothing that they even did right to say they were in the flesh. They did not do anything right. That's it. But they're saying that you have confidence in the flesh. You didn't know how many people have confidence in the flesh. You don't get that. He says, verse 5, he begins to tell us the CV. Circumcised the 8th day. Now, this will mean a whole lot to the Jews. Because if they are not circumcised, to the end, they are not even saved. And that was the issue in Acts 15. The Gentiles were saved. And I say, but they are not being circumcised. How can they be saved without circumcision? Then Peter and I say, why are we putting the book? That we ourselves and our father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing something? So, circumcised the 8th day, I marked that out, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and the Hebrew of the Hebrews. That is, I'm not just peripheral Hebrew, I'm at the core. An Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, I'm a Pharisee. Let's read verse 6 to 7 together, everybody. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness of the law, blameless. And what things were gained to me, those are counted loss. Hallelujah! Counted loss. Those things that were gained to me, that is, all these things that you think are adding up to my CV, circumcised, Hebrews of Hebrews, you see, what would he say concerning the law and blameless? You know what that means? Tithe, all those things, they are blameless. And that tithe was not money. Yes, take it in the middle of this teaching. That means you just take it, you save it as iron tight. You say that you just take it in that. Praise God. And concerning the law, blameless, for the things that were gained to me, what did I do? I counted loss. I counted loss. What counts is actually the one Hegeoma. H-E-G-E-O-N-A-R. H-E-G-E-O-N-A-R. Always talks about priority of opinion. Right? I don't rate it. I rate it low. I count it. And that says, I count it loss. One loss is what Zemai. Z-M-E-I. Total damage. Nothing that is, you know the way you say, building was once purchased. Nothing was retrieved. Total damage. I say. That phone, the screen went blank completely as loss. That is, I can't even see any part of the screen. Now, God says, the things that were gained to me as part of the law, says, I counted them total damage to me. Yeah. I counted them total damage for Christ. Now, who is going to do that for anybody? You have to do it yourself. That is, God will not come and count his loss for you. Trousers. And then he laid it down, praying, and said, God, I don't wait for that. God, I don't use hearing, hear my prayers. I was praying, so it was a huge. Now, blame me. I can hear from you, but I don't really shout. What? The lady said, hey, I don't wear trousers. God, I don't use hearing, I keep myself sanctified. Sanctified. Holy God. You don't keep yourself blameless. He called us blameless. It's his blessing. Hallelujah. It is his blessing. And so people find this kind of CV. Paul said, I count them loss. I count it total damage. Praise God. So you have to do it yourself. Let's read verse 8 together, everybody. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. He said, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Excellency that word upaiho. H-U-P-E-R-E-C-H-O. H-U-P-E-R-E-C-H-O. That is superior, more important. They always use in comparison. That is, I counted of this loss for something more important. I counted the performance of the law, I counted it as that. surpasses all understanding, that is more important, is superior. No, it's superior. So Paul says, I saw the knowledge of Jesus who are open to the law. That is, I saw the knowledge of Jesus more important, more superior to the knowledge of the law. And it is, actually. I saw the knowledge of Jesus more important to the knowledge of the law. So it's your duty to count the law as loss. Count the law. It's your duty. So spiritual growth can never happen if you are still clinging to the law. No? Because growing in the law does not count. It's like running a million miles in the wrong direction. So spiritual growth can never happen when you cling to the law. When you cling to the law, can't happen. So, if your teaching is not faith in Christ, we can boldly say you will suffer loss. You will suffer loss. That loss is not that you will die. No, that loss is not loss of property. It will be loss of what? That knowledge. Reward. Reward for knowledge or reward for serving God. If you think you are preaching, all your life, all you preach is the law. Don't dare hear to that. Don't use Jericho. I don't like that pastor. I don't like that pastor. Let me mention him. Don't even mention him near me. I'm talking here as you are sitting here. Don't mention him near me. When something else to another person, just bad you. I don't even mention that pastor near me. No, I don't want yes, yeah. I don't even want Jericho. Jericho. Is that what God gave him? I said yes. Have you seen a baby? The law produces faith. Whatever is not of faith is lost. That's what God gave. That's the air. That's the thing. You are doing like the same. Because you have changed what God gave. You have changed the character. You have changed the faith. You have changed the faith. What God gave is the faith that you will now be at the new baptism. At the old baptism. Hallelujah. Some of you are growing. Praise God. Just so, if you are not preaching for the Christ, it will be lost. That's the same thing was Paul saying. In 1 Corinthians 3:17, if a man defiles the temple of the Holy Ghost, him shall God destroy. That him shall God destroy is not the man, rather what he has built upon. This is all built upon. The vessel gold or gold, silver, precious stones, he has clay and stone. That is, let a man be careful what he builds. That is, if any man, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That is, if any man destroy the temple of the Holy Ghost, if any man defiles the temple of the Holy Ghost, him shall God destroy. God is not going to destroy that man. Because you already said in the next verse that the man will be saved. You will have spied the fire. So it will not be in that God, in there shall be destroyed, but what shall be destroyed when it's made manifest in the fire. Hallelujah. You didn't get that just before. Listen to it. Alright, so the foundation for any minister should be faith in Christ. Salvation through faith in Christ must be your first message. It must be what influences all your message. Faith in Christ is the New Testament ministry. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ is the New Testament ministry. Faith in Christ is the ministry of the Spirit. Faith in Christ is the New Testament ministry. Faith in Christ is what we have. Hallelujah. Praise God. The gospel is Jesus Christ only. The moment you have Christ plus, this gospel message is Christ plus message. It means Christ, but you have something. I say by grace, but shall we continue in sin and expect grace? Say God for me. How is not what you guys in Nigeria is going to be? Some of it for life is not possible. He has had the university. The university is not there. Everyone is in our expected job. And I said, it's not possible. Because we, how can we that are yet to continue to be God like this? We are yet to sin. How can we continue to be God like this? We can't say, how we continue to sin. We can't continue because we are yet to sin. The answer is, I wonder where someone will bring the series happen. the soldier that was there in peace. In the evil that was, and the person came back alive. But Elisha had no single mention. No single mention. In fact, there was no single mention about him in the New Testament. The way Elijah scared him because he prayed. I'm not sure Elisha prayed. If he prayed, he was already prayed in the New Testament. Hallelujah. See how much more now? The person that gave him evil Jeep. But before he gave them Jeep, they must have seen miracles. Can you believe? Can you be taking Jeep one Sunday? You must have done things that are spectacular. Here's something that did not give them before. Marco Soto, no way out. The next week, you are pregnant. Even because you knew your husband not doing anything. I just said, man of God, man of God, man of God, yes. You must have, finally, people got jobs, people got, yes, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be drinking, you can't just wake up one Sunday morning and Jeep be your best friend. What do you do? Because I've done things as spectacular, but we all now know that it's not in you. Because new to the ministry focuses not on things, but on Christ. See on Christ. It focuses on Christ. People that walk around with an unfaithful Christ, look at them. Even Judas, the carrot. Eh? Judas, the carrot. He walked with him. Somebody knows Judas is the same. Hallelujah. Eh? Somebody knows Judas casted out demons. Judas casted out demons. He cast out demons. Do not have faith in Christ. Hallelujah.
Look, don't say I said this. After before you die, he said something. See that.
So that's why it's too dangerous to actually follow a ministry or to build a ministry of miracle. Number one, you build a prison. That's number one. Okay. If you might imagine that when you're coming to this church for the first time, what brought you here was because what miracle will happen. Next Sunday, this is something else. Something else happened. So, in a bid to make that happen, the pastor keeps manipulating. So, I'll just go to prayer where you pray where 10 feet is your tongue. Also, you have to get someone that will be in a teacher. Just like 10 person. That's how things. So, it's like Monday, everybody seeing him on teacher around there. But I am seeing him on Sunday. You know, I saw this guy begging for him. Sunday just can't climb our stairs. And when you see that on TV, praise God. Now I'm saying all the miracles you see have. No, I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I preach miracles. I receive miracles. Hallelujah. You don't know anybody I preach miracles. Well, you can't build a ministry because the miracle is not the message. Praise God. Miracle is not the message. Cannot build a ministry for miracle. So you have to forget what things are behind. Hallelujah. Let's go. Philippians 3. It says, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered all things, and do count them but dung that I might win Christ. That word dung is actually the word no faces. No faces. Sheep. Cheat. No cheat. Paul says, I counted the law and everything I had as nothing. That's what you see in the White House. You know White House? White House. You see, that's what you see in the White House, the powerhouse. Where you do. Hallelujah. You have this man here, but you are going to the toilet. That's power. Power. Remember? Hallelujah. Praise God. So our message is Christ alone. And our thing is that said about our message is Christ alone. Alright, so Paul says, verse 9. Be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So there are two kinds of righteousness: the righteousness of the law and the righteousness by faith. The New Testament minister must stick to that which is of God. I must not stick to my God. I must stick to God. I must stick to God. I must stick to God. He said, beware of dogs. So dogs will refer to those who practice the law. Beware of dogs. That's why Jesus would call that woman and say, I can't give the food of the children to dogs. Those who practice law. Why? Because the law itself is ferocious. The law is ferocious. That's the nature of the law. So, how do you go? You forget those things that are behind. I like that song. My hope is built on nothing. Then Jesus called and right. You know, I did not trust the sweetest, but holily on Christ the solid. Rock I stand, all of the ground is shaking. then God is there. No, no. I got it because that church is small.
God is there.
You know Islam is growing, hallelujah. Jehovah's Witness. You know Jehovah's Witness is growing.
All of
I can't go. In my postings.
2013, 2014, I was doing postings.
In my postings.
I went to Sele, I went to Peru, went to Catholic, went to Baptist, Anglican. And that was when I was in Anglican. And the Presbyterian. And there are some people that they call, have you met an Escapulian pastor? I did postings. And I went to the counter gate. So I went to postings there. And I got there like,
people that are more skillful in marketing and everything than you. Yes, sir.
It's fine.
born in the spirit.
The fear of Christ cannot be born in the baby. You say, as you are eating this bread, you are cutting the body of Jesus. No. So when the bread finishes that day, you buy another bread, another body of Jesus for the next communion service. Some things you just need to sit down and think. Jesus washed away your sins, not your brain. Think. For joke over the road. So as you are eating this body of Jesus, just think about it. Okay, Pastor is going to tell you that's the problem. So you should not eat. For the bread is finished. Bread is finished. Yeah? Does that mean the body of Christ is finished on the earth? That we are finished. And then the next communion service will buy another body of Christ. And the next morning we will buy another body of Christ. And we'll buy another body. Is it making sense to you at all now? How many of body of Christ have you bought since you have started pastoring? You bought an 80 body of Christ. Pastor! Praise God. So, you don't embrace shadows. Spiritual realities are communicated by words. And I told you the story last week about Lazarus, who's a travel black. And then you keep showing your friend the picture of the one, says, my sweetheart, my honey, and then when she comes, you stop showing your friend the picture of the one. What do you do? This is my God. Right? Why? Because the reality is here. Praise God. The reality is here. So, when symbols are used, when the reality has arrived, that is called apologetics. When the reality has arrived and symbols are still used, that is exactly what idolatry is. Idolatry. You don't attribute things. You don't attribute power of God to things. Because the power of God was in that hand. Don't just call it Yahweh. It is the power of God. No! Jesus said, power left me. Virtue left me, not virtue left my clothes. My power. Hallelujah. He said, virtue left that clothes. The clothes is not where the power is. He said, virtue left me. Who touched me? Praise God. Who touched me? Not who touched my clothes. Who touched me? Virtue left me. You don't have the power of God with things. Else you have a wrong theology. All the things that Jesus used to heal people, he spit, all the things, he didn't attribute those things as divine. In Acts 5:15, Peter shadow. You know, see, but Peter did not attribute his shadow. You know, he didn't ask the next time that he wants to do that healing meeting. Just put them, my shadow. Shadow will know that. Shadow that is working out. No, all you did is once. Praise God. He did not make it a doctrine. I said, everything I have to do is this now. He's like, Zakat is better. Because my people now get, bring Zakat to church, bring good to church. Bring room to talk. One day you carry your feet. Everybody do your feet. That's the one we do now is that we stand on it. As you're standing on your feet, put it up. Okay, come on, brother. Bring your gas to that church. Oh, yeah. Lay your hands on it. Put it up. That day you know that. You need to learn faster. Because I don't see why people would drink dick in their real senses. Hallelujah. So, what need at all that use an archer or Peter that use the shadow that shadow he received? Jesus, neither of them had a continual usage of this. They didn't have a continual usage. Shadow, you walk. Oh, yeah. You shadow. No. Or just say, let me get that. That you walk. That would be that. No. No. There was no continual usage. When we start thinking that symbols are supernatural, that bed in front of your house, that door, that whatever, this is supernatural. So you start touching it, touching your head, and you're going for example. That's the one reason why you're feeling like that. That is it. When I was younger, there used to be one cross in front of our house. When that cross was closed, we used to throw it back. I don't know who can get to see that cross. And Jesus on that cross, but then he threw cross away. I said, cannot be crossed there. I used to talk. Throw it back. Do Jesus. Everybody on that tree. You know, idolatry. That idolatry. The Passover was never used for healing. The Passover was never used for healing. Nobody eats the Passover. He ate the Passover and became sick. Shall I come again? Yet we say, if you eat this bread and your heart is not, you are calling damnation for yourself. So check your heart. And keep on doing it. Check your heart. And if you go, we all quiet. Take a simple position. And we give you bread. And you think you are in God in his remission. But you think that's honor. It's loss. What you can't do. All you can't do is honor. I counted as a White House guy. Praise God.
redeemed him in what? You do. You don't use money. In Acts 13, I was Paul ordained. Paul and Barnabas. That was his end to a leader. In verse 2, he says, when the Holy Ghost said unto the church, separate between Paul and Barnabas. Verse 25, that's when they are trained, the elders. They lead unto them. Not all. None of the apostles used oil to ordain anybody. Why? Because they understood that it was a function of the high priest of the law. And that was the same reason why they didn't collect tithes. Paul did not collect tithes. Peter did not collect tithes. James did not collect tithes. No apostle, Jesus. No New Testament preacher, Jude, collected tithes. Why? Because they knew it was a function of the priest in the New Testament. And no one else. So we must know what the New Testament ministry is. Is that clear? Because when we take away the reality of many of these and focus on oil, then we take the very essence of who we are. So the New Testament ministry does not have symbols. Symbols never obey reality. Symbols never obey reality. They never get things done. If you choose to get things done, then the Jews that have been eating Passover, they should have received. They've been eating Passover for years before Jesus came up. If it was about symbols, they should have received. Hallelujah. Praise God. The use of symbols is a man in the path. Jesus called himself the bread of God. How did he say you eat on this bread? He said you eat it. How did he say you eat it? He said you believe in me. Let's read the entire John 6. John 6. He doesn't say you believe. How do you believe? You drink. How do you drink? You believe. Hallelujah. He wants to drink of his blood. He wants to eat of his flesh. He's to be used in the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So I don't listen to shadows. I don't go into the dark. I stay in the gospel. Don't get anything. I stay in the gospel. I don't stay in the dark. I don't listen to shadows. I have the reality. I have the Spirit of God. Yes, you have the Spirit. So the New Testament ministry is a word. We have moved beyond the shadows. The Spirit of God now lives in me. I know all this by His word. I only have spirit. We have no shadows. Not all. All this will be in this mysterious department. We have great prayer. I didn't know Jesus. We are broken. Hallelujah. The church is the body of God. The fullness of God is the body. Any place. Worship.